We're joined now by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, coming off of what I have to assume is a rather busy week, as we're finally, I think, recovered from the storm, right?
Yeah, I feel like in many ways we're still digging out. When I pulled in, I noticed you still have quite
a bit of snow.
We still
got a little bit of snow. It's kind of hard to tell because it's all like gray and dirty now, but we've still got a little bit. Well, we made it through, and coming up next week is the start of February, and that means it's For the Love of Carrboro Month, right?
Yeah. Just a couple of things I want to announce. Was, I guess, from the town that I became aware of this afternoon that I thought I would mention here during our conversation. February, the last several years, we've kind of celebrated For the Love of Carrboro Month. And so, as you said, next week is February. And I think folks should keep an eye out in our community, because I think that we're going to see some advertisement of businesses that are going to be partnering with different nonprofits in ways, either donating proceeds to that nonprofit or figuring out a way that they can get donations for a nonprofit. But what we're doing is encouraging our Carrboro businesses to do that during the month of February, to feel some love, right?
Okay.
And then we're going to have promotions so that folks can know what those different businesses are, so they can try to go and support those businesses during the month of February.
So is that going to be like a one-on-one partnership, like this business working with this nonprofit and that business working with that nonprofit?
Yeah. Okay. This is an idea that we've put out to our business community. We've asked them to partner up with other groups. And generally, these kind of campaigns work really well in Carrboro. And typically, and folks know in February we usually do something in the town, and I think this is a great one to kind of showcase, and support our nonprofits, which we're all about, and be able to kind of help a business and a nonprofit, and just kind of come up with something fun to do for February. So
that's a really cool idea. So you've done things like this in the past, and it's worked out well.
Yeah, we've had. I know it originated several years ago when we had. I can't remember the name of the group, but there was some network that was looking at us as a finalist for Love Town, I think it was.
Oh, and that's kinda, right.
And it took off out of that. February
was for
the Love of Carrboro Month. So it's become a way to kind of bridge between the holiday season and spring season, and kind of, have our help support our businesses in some kind of a promotional way. So
I can't remember what the name of the network was. And I know that we went to all this trouble and put in the application and they didn't pick us. So we can forget the network, whatever it was. It doesn't
might have been
anymore.
Oprah or something.
I think it might have been. Yeah, something like that.
I think we came in second place, and then later on we were kind of happy we came in second place instead of first.
Because then it ended up being this huge hassle for the town. And we've got this cool residual from it. So now every February we can do something that we want to do to promote Carrboro in the month of February. Cool. So
yes.
All right. So speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, there was a meeting of the Board of Aldermen earlier this week, in spite of the weather. It took place on Tuesday. A couple of items on the agenda. There's going to be a meeting later on in February about a hotel. But a bigger issue is that budget talks are coming up, or actually really have already begun. And there was a public hearing on that, right?
Yeah. So we had the first of our public hearings to hear from folks who have ideas they want us to consider as we start to develop our 2016-2017 budget. And that was our first public hearing. The town manager is going to take what he heard that evening. I'll recap a little bit of it for you. For you. And also, anyone who still has suggestions that they want to get to us can email them to our town clerk, Kathy Wilson, cwilson@townofcarrboro.org, and she'll get them to us and to the manager. And then he kind of meets with some of us to kind of get our individual thoughts as well. But we'll have then his submittal of a recommended budget to our board at our meeting on May 3rd. And after that, we'll have a public hearing to then hear comments from town residents about the budget on May 17th. And we can even have another one if we need to, or that one, and then or that one can suffice. And then our final budget is planned for adoption on June 21st. And this is, our typical kind of timeline for this. The other night we heard from, some years we hear from one or two people. I think we heard from three or four people. But some of the priorities, and we've heard some other suggestions in the months leading up to this, too, that we're all kind of talking about different things to consider in the budget this year. But in particular, we always hear from Robert Dowling, who eloquently kind of talks about, how the home trusts performed the previous year. And generally we see we always fund the Home Trust in some way, and there's and he was talking to us about the monies that they need this year. We also heard from a representative from the Carborough Bicycle Coalition talking to us about urging us to look at our a lot of our bike recommendations and move forward with some of those. And we often, and there was someone, oh, I know, and Rob Pinder, about with this was a solarizing idea. He wanted to talk to us about exploring some more, expanding on a program we have where we currently, in Solarized Carborough, folks can take advantage of having solar panels, you know, on their own homes. But there are some people in Carborough, such as myself, who investigated this and found that they didn't get enough sun. And so he wanted us to look at ways that we could possibly put up solar panels on town-owned land and or town-owned, where the town has access, in a way that we could then, the town could buy back the solar through some kind of an arrangement. And he kind of talked about the specifics of that. The town could, you know, have the solar and sell it, I guess, to Duke and reap the benefits of it. So we asked the staff to kind of look a little bit into that, too.
Okay. So this is going to be a discussion that's going on for another few months. Are there any, like, really tough decisions that you know the town is going to have to make?
Yeah. Yeah. We, you know, historically, we our revenues, every year we have, you know, a little more, a slight revenue increase, I should say, year to year, as a general barometer. But this year, when we kind of look at things, like our hugest increases are always our health insurance. Mm-hmm. You know, our health insurance, and it's really over the last 12 to 15 years. You know, how much it has increased. You know, just 2- and 3-fold. You know, to the degree that it's pretty. It impacts our budget every year. You know, it just by virtue of how it is, and we're a small town, and we actually give really good health insurance. I mean, that's something that we have really tried to maintain over the years. And so, in order to do that, it's, you know, it's costly. And that's one item, and the other is kind of correspondingly, we have in the last several years been able to give a slight cost of living increase, and even to do that every year is you know, that adds up. So we have to evaluate that. There are several other items I know we need to look at, but the one in particular too is, you know, with our partnership with Chapel Hill Transit, that always goes up a little bit each year. But additionally, we're participating, or likely will participate, in the bus replacement program. And that's part of what the partners are have hammered out, but it's a way to try to, look at a long-term way to financially sustain our transit system, and looking at vehicle replacement, essentially. So that those items alone are just, those are items that kind of just increase. You know, they do. So.
And the health insurance is really an interesting issue, because when you think about how much health insurance costs me as an individual, we always think about how much I'm paying for my health insurance, or for my spouse, or for my kids, but we don't ever think about how much we're paying in taxes to support the town employees, or county, or state, or national employees who are receiving, or how much we're paying extra at the store when we purchase anything at all to support the employees of whatever business that we're dealing with. Like, it's residual, and we don't even think about that.
No, you're exactly right. And, you know, I know a lot of times folks look at state government, or, you know, because I work for state government, or for city government, and think, you know, gosh, they didn't, you know, we didn't get a cost of living increase this year. We didn't get a raise this year. And that's happened to me many years. But, you know, I've looked at friends around me that their companies go belly up, or they merge, or their jobs are, you know, downsized.
Yep.
And one thing about the state and the town of Carborough, too, is, you know, health insurance, that is something that is imperative. And to have that as part of your job, as part of your package, if you will, is really a great, great benefit. And it's one I certainly don't take for granted. And I think, you know, when I look at the plan that we provide for the town of Carborough employees, it's excellent, and it's costly. And so, you know, we're always looking at ways. I know the town manager is looking at ways to up our wellness programs, and to try to encourage, you know, fitness and those kind of things, to try to keep down those cost of the cost of healthcare.
So for people who want to find out more about the budget, where things stand, how they can get involved, what can people do? Where can people go?
Yeah. So they could certainly email any comments or any thoughts or concerns to Kathy Wilson, our town clerk. If they want to see our prior year's budget, I know it's available on our website, so that could serve as a kind of barometer of what we have budgeted and spent money on this past year. And then again, our town manager will be presenting, you know, his proposed budget on the first Monday in May, which is May 3rd. First Tuesday in May, which is May 3rd.
All right. We're speaking with Carper Mayor Lydia Lavelle. And Mayor, before we let you go, I know one other thing you wanted to mention.
Yeah. So we have a Carborough parking study that we have been looking forward to having. We vetted a group, you know, did interviews and so forth and picked a company to perform this. But a parking study of our town, and it's something we've eagerly awaited. And so
a lot of people's ears just perked up when they heard Carborough parking.
right. Yeah. And as I was walking out of town hall, you know, our planning director came running out after me and said, "Oh, I just wanted you to know this so you can announce it." So we're going to have our first public meeting to kind of kick off the parking study and start getting information on Thursday, February 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Carborough Elementary School in the cafeteria. And so part of the my understanding of what we're going to have there, I think the agenda was still kind of in draft form, but it's a 6 to 8-ish, 6 to 8 drop-in-ish type meeting, but staff will be there to talk to folks who come. They want to talk to people about their experiences with parking and their concerns and their questions. I imagine, as we do with some of these kind of events, we'll have up, you know, kind of maps and show where parking currently is. And as I understand it, there's going to be laptops or computers there so people can kind of type in and take part in a survey. And there also will be more information, I'm sure, on our website and sent out through news releases. But I just wanted to announce that today to anyone who's listening or hears this later, that on Thursday, February 11th will be the day that we start officially kind of kicking off the gathering of information by this company to see where we go with our parking.
Sounds good. So February 11th, 6 to 8 p.m., Carborough Elementary School. Everyone welcome to that. And what's the time frame on when the study is going to be done? Do we know yet?
My sense, my memory of it when we first set it up was, I'm thinking somewhere, definitely short of a year, but more than 6 months maybe. I'm thinking this is February. I bet by I might hear otherwise from staff, but I think by the fall we might have some kind of feedback to know where to go with it.
So like late summer, early fall, maybe start looking for?
Maybe mid to late fall. So okay. I don't want to speak out of term. So.
All right. So by March, start looking for this. And if it doesn't happen then it's Mayor Lavelle's fall. Okay, so late fall, mid to late fall, start looking for that study. But again, the meeting to start gathering information, February 11th. What day of the week is that? Is that a...
That's actually on a Thursday.
Thursday, right?
Yeah.
6 to 8 p.m. Carborough Elementary School. People invited out to that and start getting involved in the conversation about parking in Carborough. Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Great. Thanks. You too, Aaron.